Can the site be useful if you habitually don't look? The willingness to look is a behavior, it's an attitude, and therefore cannot be activated. If you act without looking, or if you act from which is stored in your mind, then the activator of the capacity to see the consequences of your actions won't make any difference. There is a prerequisite to seeing, and that is looking. And most of you do not have the habit to look. One of the arrogant behaviors is to not look. I do it, you do it. Is that a stupid behavior? Yeah, it is. And stupid as the stupid does. That is why I am stupid, and you are stupid too. Whenever I remember that I am stupid, it is a reminder to look. And then the capacity of seeing the consequences of my action kicks in. And voila, I make a smart decision from what I see. So you see, stupid is not a capacity or the lack of it, stupid is a behavior. Tons of people have bought the activation of the sight capacity. Many bought it more than once. Result, no change in their behavior. The purpose of teaching, the purpose of capacity activation is not that you know more. Is not that you can do more. It is that you do more. That your behavior changes. In this context, attitude is a behavior. So if you have ever wondered why you are not enjoying life more, why you are not more productive, why your relationships are not explosively wonderful even though you know much. Yeah, your knowledge and your behavior are not connected. Because you haven't connected them. This is especially horrible when what you supposedly discovered could turn your life around in one fell swoop. What we did in the From Inflated Self to Humbling Self workshop, we dug for seeing causality. What causes what? Where you are cause and where you are victim. We found where you are actually a victim of your worldview. Where your worldview acts as the undertow, getting you perpetually shallow, arrogant, superior, spinning your wheels, too eager to get anything done, maybe even vengeful. The undertow is not you. The undertow is working on you. But once you see it because you looked, you can manage yourself to not go with the undertow. This is exactly what I did with stupid. My stupid was consistent with my worldview at the time. People are just like me. Intelligent, well-meaning, nice. Except that people are the way they are, rarely intelligent, rarely well-meaning, rarely nice without a hidden agenda. So my stupid was naive. And it got me into trouble. Being duped, being raped, being robbed, being taken for a patsy wasn't conducive for a good life. So stupid had to be managed. So I lifted it high from all the things I could keep in front of me, including what everyone says I should, how this and how that I am good and magnificent, blah blah blah. The straight and narrow, the Anna Karenina principle says. The path to happiness, success, productivity, health, fulfillment is not adding stuff, like how good I am, blah blah blah. It says, remove stuff. Remove what doesn't serve you. One thing at a time. So the first ever thing I removed was stupid. Keeping it in front of me, that I have this self-harming thing that unless I pay attention to it will take me to harm's way, like an undertow. Naivete in my case. And when I was reasonably free in my behavior of that impediment, I started on the next one, and the next one. I didn't expect it, but I had a lot of stuff to get rid of. It is not very easy, by the way. It takes vigilance, and it takes humility. But you can do it. The question has always been, are you on your own side? Many of you have decided, no. I am fine with that, but please don't pretend that you are. Another question to ask, how good are you willing to have it? Most of your highest good is about an inch high. And yet another question, what scares you about being / having it really good? Bad news for many. I have decided to stop giving group calls. With the way you are, they are entertainment, and not lead to learning. They are also too inexpensive, so not more expensive than entertainment. Your craving for attention is fulfilled, but you don't take what you could have learned to life. So I decided that doing group calls is a waste of my time. So from now on I'll do private calls or email coaching only. And only for certain issues you consider important to solve. The 53 Invisibles coaching and the 67 Steps coaching remain on the menu, they are the foundation of you becoming coachable. You see, most people have an empty pantry. I can be a master chef, but there are no raw ingredients to cook up a great life with. So your first and foremost job, if you want a better life, is to widen your scope, fill your pantry. Then you can learn to cook. Almost anyone can teach you then. But to cook with only three ingredients, and love what you cooked, that is PhD level of mastery. Out of your league.